Back in 1356, the region of Basel suffered a devastating earthquake. Some 30 to 40 castles collapsed in the hardest hit area, and many more churches and towers toppled within a 200-kilometer radius. Using modern technology, including ground-penetrating radar, scientists have finally pinpointed the fault which caused the earthquake. They discovered that over the past 8,500 years, it has caused three successive ruptures, which have thrust the Earth's surface up 1.8 meters. They also anticipate another big earthquake for Basel, though hopefully not for at least another 1,000 years, says geologist Mustafa Megraoui of Strasbourg University.
The return period can be of 1,500 to 2,500 years. So since we are only 600 years from the last earthquake, so we can be optimistic, but we don't know about the behavior. Earthquakes can be clustered in a certain period of time, and instead some other period can be totally quiet. So we need to understand what is the behavior and how often those earthquakes, and what is, in terms of statistical relationship, what is the distribution of earthquakes within a time range like 10,000 years or 20,000 years.
The presence of nuclear and chemical industry in the area means that any seismic activity today could pose a serious threat to public safety. According to governmental and insurance estimates, an earthquake similar to the 1356 event would cause up to 80 billion francs worth of damage. Domenico Giardini is professor of seismology at the Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich and director of the Swiss Seismological Service.
We're looking to percentage of buildings that would actually fall with casualties associated to that in the order of a few percent, depending on the neighborhoods where you are, depending on the local ground condition and on the age of the buildings, but in the order of a few percent, which is what has been seen in the last Turkish earthquake in Izmit in 99. The percentage of buildings that would be severely damaged that then have to be rebuilt from scratch, so perhaps you don't lose life, but you lose the money nonetheless, it's in the order up to a few tenths of percent, that is 10-20%, depending on the neighborhoods.
Until now, finding the precise source of the 1356 earthquake has been difficult because the fault is partly obscured by forests. In addition, seismic activity in the region is so infrequent that researchers could not determine the exact location.